Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm from the School of Qi Energy Heals. And today I'm here with Sifu Jones, and we're going to be discussing questions that people asked about the spirit self, the spirit being. Good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Today I was going to go over things about the spirit. A lot of students, as well as people that will write us, will bring up questions about the spirit and how is it that you can get in touch with your spirit that we talk about in the school. And so I thought, well, we'll go ahead and answer some of the questions that we have coming in.
Well, one of the first questions is from one of our students, and they ask, I am an engineering and physics major, and throughout my studies, I have become convinced that it's very unlikely that an afterlife exists or that the spirit of a human being has an existence outside of our world. Given that physics is a science studying every phenomena, if there exists a spirit similar to the one described in various religions, then physics should also include an explanation of this. However, no empirical evidence has been found hinting on the existence of a kind of spirit that religions such as Christianity, Islam, etc. claims. Certainly the spirit that you are talking about is quite different from the spirit from those religions. Of course, being a third-year Qi Energy Heals student, I'm convinced about the existence of Qi Energy. But does Qi have a scientific explanation about what you've talked about on so many MP3s? So I wanted to ask for the scientific explanation of the spirit being.
Well, kind of breaking up his question there, because he's asking actually several different types of questions. And he says, however, no empirical evidence has been found hinting on the existence of the kind of spirit that religions such as Christianity claim exist. And yet, scientists are actually finding more and more types of evidence of there being other types of dimensions. When you break up this string theory and you put it together, now that's coming out as the membrane or the M theory, and it really brings up the fact that there's other dimensions, and certainly that would be like heavens or hells that the Bible talks about, or different types of books out there will talk about there being other types of dimensions out there. And so a little bit of it is coming up now in quantum physics and quantum mechanics, that they're understanding at this new way of thinking that maybe we really do have to include there being other dimensions for it to work the way that it works. And certainly, even in the human body, they have now found things like microtubules that are in places in the brain and places near the second brain in your digestive tract, where these microtubules like pop in and pop out of existence, and they really don't know how to account for that. That is something will take a while of study before they really understand how those things happen. And just like in quantum physics, where they're finding electrons and pop in and pop out of existence in this quantum effect, and really where something is affected here as well as at another place, is a true phenomena that is hard to explain. And to me, it puts it back in that realm of everything is scientifically explained as much as possible in the school, but in those areas, it's going to take a while before you can really come up with a scientific explanation of why this works in the way that it does. So as it does, and as they do scientifically explain it, we will put it out as a school, what they have found out. But as far as what we're teaching students to get to this point where they can actually feel their own spirit, see their own spirit in a real practical application way. And it's a long, drawn-out process. I mean, that's why we have a 3-year school just to get to the instructor level. And then as you get to that instructor level, we start teaching you more and more how to get that part of you to come out. In other words, how you can actually learn to see your spirit down the road if you go through enough training. Now, it's somewhat saying, okay, well, take our word for it, but at the same time, very few people have proven us wrong in any of these type of things. As they get to that level of training, they're able to do the things that we're talking about being able to do. And that's one other thing that we've kind of said in the school along the way, that as you get to these different levels in high-level energy work, this is something that is just going to come out, where you'll actually be able to see yourself And then that's going to be kind of hard for you to then explain that away as that phenomena happens. Even though he's saying that there's no empirical evidence that's been found, yeah, they're actually starting to find more and more things that they really can't explain the phenomenon happening in the way that it happens. And there is much more on the horizon that I'm sure that we're going to come across as we dig in deeper into that subject.
Well, our next question kind of wraps around this one. They want to know what a spirit looks like. Does it come in a form or a wave or light particles?
Well, a lot of times you're going to find that your spirit is just going to be somewhat of a formless thing in the way that it'll first come out. Part of it will just seem like projected chi. And even remote viewing, you're taking your spirit eye to wherever you're talking about you're going to remote view to. And that's a part of your spirit that actually goes out to that point and why you can actually see things in the way that you can see things, even though they're at a distance. And different parts of our training is going to bring out more and more of the spirit. Eventually, your spirit will actually look like yourself. In other words, as you're able to pop your spirit from your body because you have enough training, you're able to relax enough that you can do that. You can actually, because of the amount of biophotons that you're projecting out from your animal body, your spirit body can actually ride on those biophotons. I kind of equate it like this. Just like on a hot day, if you took a cold bottle of, let's say, a Coke, and you'd never even pull it off the cap, so all that the Coke is inside the bottle, and you put it out on hot cement, suddenly a lot of the liquid that was in that bottle will start coming out through that glass. Even though it doesn't look like it could do that, it actually starts coming out because of the temperature change, and it causes that phenomenon to happen. This is what we do somewhat in the school, is we keep showing you how that as you put out more and more biophotons, you can also get your body spirit or your spirit body to come out that way through your body. It's kind of a strange phenomena, and at first, it's just a pop out, pop back in, and you go through this whole process where you learn to bring your spirit out a little bit at a time. If you do it in the ways that we train people in doing it, you're making everything feel good, you're using the dry concept, you're using temperature control, you're able to bring out your spirit in this actual physical way. Now, a lot of methods out there that teach is the hot thing, or they don't control temperature at all, and they push the heat. But it really actually takes you further and further away from that ability to feel your spirit. It really does take a amount of temperature control in order to get this phenomena to happen where you would actually be able to bring your spirit outside your body. And that's why people go to a school, and it's something that will train them a little bit at a time, and over a few years practice that they get so much closer at that ability to do that. But what does a spirit look like? At first, it's just going to be somewhat of a cloudy, as people would say a ghost is, or this type of a fog-looking thing at first. And is it a form of white waves or light particles? To me, the spirit is something that can ride on those light particles, or certainly it rides on our biophotons as we project them from this animal body. But it will be a while before you actually can understand what the spirit itself is made out of.
This leads into the next question. When we have an out-of-body experience, during that time, what will happen to our physical body? And would we be aware of our physical body if somebody tried to contact us at that time?
And yes, you actually are somewhat aware of it because you seem to be somewhat attached. Even though you go to an out-of-body experience, you somewhat are still always attached to that physical body. Now, in the school, we show you where you're actually attached by these seven different vortexes that act really strange. And it takes you a while of building up the sensitivity where you can actually feel the connections where you are connected. But as you get sensitive enough, it's quite amazing what you can feel and what you can't feel. During an out-of-body experience, if somebody would, let's say, touch your physical body, it would probably bring you right back, right off the bat. I mean, it certainly did in my case at different times when doing that type of a phenomena. So I was somewhat always aware that your body is back there, but part of that is getting your body to relax well enough that you can do stuff like this in the first place.
Well, they also like to know, when we are in the spirit world, can we affect the physical world, or will it be like we are dead?
Well, it's actually with practice that you can. You know, if you're actually doing an out-of-body experience type of thing, when you first start doing that phenomena, you really have very little that you can do in the physical world. But as you practice that technique, you can learn to interact with the physical world through your spirit being, or through that part of you can actually affect things in this physical world. And it seems strange that you would be able to do that, because it's an electrical process at that point. But it's funny how this whole world, when it's all broken down to subatomic particles, becomes very electrical. That's how I can kind of answer that, is as you understand how electricity works better, you can see where you'll be able to use your spirit to affect the physical world around you.
Well, one of our students asked, I've been told that the animal body has a mind of its own, and that we actually are the spirit being within, which is a different form of consciousness than the animal body. One of my questions, could it be, since we can manipulate this body as we progress in our training, is this actually a form we have, and once we learn that we are actually a spirit being, can we manipulate it in any which way we choose? By that I mean much more hormonally, as in this form we take in this reality. And then basically he says, to elaborate, could it be that we are simply in this form and there is only one spirit, while this body is simply the form we take?
Oh, it's another bunch of questions, it seems like he's asking at one point there. And so we'll kind of break it down a little bit at a time. It says, could it be, since can we manipulate the body as we progress in our training, other than just in a hormonal way? And yes, you can. I mean, that's the whole point of, as more form comes out through your training and you're able to create more of this form, an actual form presence, you can manipulate much more ways than just a hormonal way. This is where you hear about people like knocking people over with their energy, or knocking them out, or healing people with their energy. And that's more than just a hormonal way when you use it in a healing way. It really is in the way that you have learned to do your energy work. And going through our school, we go over more and more ways of getting more and more form out of you. And it's a process that you go through, just like you would learn anything. If you would go through this step-by-step process, and again, any kid could actually through our school and do very well, or any old person could actually go through our school and do very well, because they're low aerobic impact exercises, so it's not hard to do. It's just getting your body and mind to get behind what you're learning, and then doing it on a regular basis. But even the exercises that we have them do on this regular basis are not very long. And that's where we're so different. You don't have to put in hours and hours towards what we're teaching you. You really need to focus for these short periods of time as well as you can. And we've found that that works so much better than just disassociating and doing things for hours and hours at a time. You're much better at doing things in this focused way, and you'll get much better results in the way that we teach it.
There's another question that states, how can the claim be made that at some point in our lives we intellectually knew that we were a spirit or had a soul?
I suspect in most cases that's true. Some people probably could go through this whole world and not think in that particular type of way. And depends on how much you are in tune with your spirit in the first place that brings those type of questions out. People who stay really, really hot probably may not even ever come up with that. Intellectually, they can even think of a spirit. A lot of those type of people just figure, well, when you're dead, you're dead, and that's all that there is. What we're trying to show people, that you really do have this spirit inside this animal body, and you can bring the spirit out doing these particular type of exercises. They really do work in that particular way. And we actually get your animal body to work so much better than it normally could. And it really is true that there are these two parts of you, the animal body that runs the animal body that you're in, and then the spirit being you that's inside this animal body, so that when this animal body dies, that spirit comes out again and we go on to the next assignment type of thing. Whereas what we're trying to show people, there really is this spirit being inside this animal body. You do enough of these type of exercises that build up the inner part of you, or the animal body part of you. Each cell of your animal body has all these capabilities to it. But over time, as we get older, they get all polluted. When you clean out those cells again in this electrical way that we teach people to do that, you suddenly get all this awareness that you had, just like when you were a child, and you become very much aware of the fact that there's more to you than first meets the eye. And that's what we're trying to show, that part of you, the inside spirit part of you, to bring out. And we do a really good job in the school of being able to do that.
You know, Sifu Jones, after 30 years of messing around with a lot of different systems, I really do feel my spirit, because I can feel it riding the form. And I know this sounds impossible, but I wouldn't keep doing this if this wasn't that tangible for me. So, yes, the higher levels do bring you to this point where your metabolism just gets cleaned out, and more you can feel not a separation, but two different parts of yourself. And it's an awesome experience.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of people would find that pretty strange, I think, that we're talking in the way that we are, that we're saying, well, there's this actual physical presence of this spirit being inside this animal body. You can separate the two out. When you have an OBE, that is your spirit literally leaving that animal body, and to the point where you are really aware of the fact that you're outside that animal body. Now, the way we do it is so different than the normal taught ways out there of having that process happen. A lot of people in different methods out there will use the head to push the spirit out of it that way. And we really have found that you don't really get any control that way. Usually what happens is it just throws you into an uncontrolled situation because of, again, the temperature. As you go into the head, it has a tendency to heat up a lot, and break that you get from your spirit, from your body, usually happens where your spirit is moving away from your body at a million miles an hour or so, and you have no control over it whatsoever. You pop into who knows where. And it's not a very controlled type of way of doing it. And the first time I did stuff like that, I had no control. You end up in places that you may or may not want to be in. Some people land in places where they like it and they just think it's great, but I've seen just as many people land in really bad places that they couldn't wait to get out of there. So a lot of this is you really want to do with control. And us as a school, we want to do it in the safest, most controlled way as possible. And what we do is teach a person just to pop out of their body in the same room they're in. They keep it very controlled. They keep themselves right next to themselves so that they get used to that whole process of filling their spirit body in this very physical and tangible way. When you do it in those particular ways, the control really does help you start getting this ability to also be able to manipulate in the material world around you, because you are working on a control factor right off the bat. Whereas most of the people that would pop through the head, they can't manipulate the world around them. They can see, and it's more of a remote view seeing, but they are hard-pressed to interact with the material world around them simply because of that particular way that they did it. And so, again, people who don't put in the temperature control factors into energy work really are not going to get the gains that you can if you learn to do it in the right way.
You know, I have had a lot of students and non-students ask me that when they did have what they would call a third eye, again, there's the head area, or an out-of-body experience, that they had all these spectacular sensations, but they would pop right back in, or they would want to know the meaning of what they saw out there. And I would quickly said, what kind of practical application are you trying to do with it? And they didn't even think of it in terms of a practical application, which is what we're teaching in the school.
Yeah, it really is. It really does make a difference how you do different things like this. And certainly I sure got hurt doing the old third eye practice. And a lot of people I know have gotten hurt that particular way, because there's a lot of glands inside your head there. And as you push energy inside the head, it usually heats it up and causes a lot more hormonal flow to go through that area than should. And next thing you know, getting all these weird, bizarre side effects because you chose to go that particular route. And we teach such better ways of bypassing the head and getting exactly what you want from your body, because you do that. As you can stay on this cool side and in this good filling area, you can get your body to stay relaxed well enough where you can do a whole lot of things that you wouldn't normally be able to do. And that's the advantage of learning better methods, that they become available. You should go for those better methods, and certainly the ones we are teaching now are some of the best out there.
Sifu Jones, one last question. A student said, I stated earlier that there are some pretty compelling arguments against the soul or spirit when looked at from a biological evolutionary standpoint. Being that we know humans evolved from a common ancestor, I'm drawing a blank as to where the soul or spirit came into play. Could you please elaborate on this?
Well, the biggest thing is you're right. It may have happened through an evolutionary process that the animals you see around you happened in the way they did, and even this animal body that we're in went through that evolutionary process. But we are not these animal bodies, and that's what a school like ours will show you, that there actually is this spirit being in you that was placed into this animal body, and we're not really from here. These things are from here, and this is an electrical world, and we, the spirit, are not even from the same type of electrical world that this is. And so this is why you can kind of do these things that we're talking about. Now, saying that, a lot of the things that you hear about with OBEs and remote viewing, getting in touch with your own spirit, is a process. It takes a while. A lot of times you'll see, even when we talk about extreme abilities, that you can do something one day and the next day you wouldn't even be able to do it again or do anything close to it. And I've often explained that this is just the way that electricity works, that it is this fluctuation that goes with electricity. And a lot of times when you can get it with the right type of fluctuation, you can pull off all sorts of things. There is always this up and down of that process. And when you're on the downtime, you're not going to get extreme abilities out of your body. So it's learning how electricity works in the first place inside your body, and how to build that up in a stronger, controlled way so that you're not overloading your animal body every chance you get. Because a lot of people, they don't have a whole lot of patience, and so they push and push and push. And it really isn't an effective way to build up the energy in your body. Your animal body can only build so fast in any particular day, and you have to build it in that particular way so that you can make all these gains if you do it in the right way. And most of the time, if you just push to push, all you do is overload that body and you just get bad side effects. If you do it the right way, it leads right to what we're saying.
It leads to having the personal experience that they're looking for.
Well, that's what we're really teaching them in the school, is if they don't know if they have the spirit being in them, after they go through our school and we go through that whole process, we will teach them how to bring the spirit being out of their own body so that they can see it in a practical application way. And until you kind of go through that process, I'm sure I probably would have thought the same way. But once your spirit actually comes out of your body, even that very first time, you pretty much understand you're a spirit being and you're not really this animal body that we're in. And that's what we're trying to get through to people. If you want to see that side of yourself come out, this is the type of school you need to go through.
Thank you, Sifu Jones.
All right, and we'll probably end up doing another one of these type of MP3s with some of the other questions that we have coming in, and we'll also answer those for them. Thanks a lot.